The show that will make you laugh all night to the best joke ever. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Lisa Ramirez doesn't have to worry about her house payment this month.
Wow.
Because we're taking care of it. She had her bills paid. We're going to do it again in about 35 minutes.
Kelly, you're just turning into a regular little sugar mom over here.
Yeah.
Paying folks rent.
It's the role I'm used to.
Not too late to sign up. Not too late to sign up at KidNation.com.
So Kelly's giving money and love advice.
Oh, yes, Jenna. You ready?
What do we have to offer?
Nothing.
Why are y'all even here?
Right?
You know what? I ask myself that every morning when I almost don't
We offer
up.
Stuff.
I got nowhere else to go.
I've got no place else to go.
Who else is going to hit the love letters jingle if I'm not here?
That's right. My arms aren't long enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can do it, actually.
Yeah, Shannon can
Shannon?
Do it. There.
Shannon? Don't take away my thing.
Are you ready to give love advice today, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
Let's go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Is that the remix?
Coughing attacks. That's what Al brings.
In the world.
Yeah, right there?
Wrong pipe?
Just ate an almond and yeah, it went down the wrong pipe. Sorry about that.
That's why you don't eat while we're on
but
the
air. It was four minutes ago, but it just kind of, you know, all
you
know,
nuts, in
your mouth.
You'll still find it.
Chilling there.
Yeah. Hang out on your tonsil
yeah.
for a while. It's weird.
It was just sitting there.
Oh, I thought you were just...
I had conversation. I go outside, talked to the girls outside, watching the show. I came back in here, and all of a sudden, 10 minutes later,
I thought you were a hamster
you want,
and you were stuffing them in your cheeks
you
or something.
I'm good.
You want water?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
It's okay now.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Back to love letters.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This one's heavy, okay?
Okay.
And I can kind of relate. On the surface, I feel like people believe I'm the most well-kept person of all time. I seem like my puzzle is in a million little pieces that all fit together perfectly. But on the inside, I'm shattered into every single one of those puzzle pieces. I'm a mess, and this facade I'm trying to maintain is exhausting me to the point of no return. People think I spend my lunch hour eating apples at the park and going for a walk, stopping to feed the ducks, or doing yoga by the pond. I don't. Most days, honestly, I go and find a parking garage, park in a spot, and cry. I just cry until I can't cry anymore. Jeez. I'm so sick of being the girl everyone says they admire, and I wish I could be like you. You have it all together, because I'm not. It's a lie. I'm a disaster on the inside, but no one can tell. I want to run away and never come back, but that's not realistic at this point in my life. Something's got to give. Can't do it anymore. Help me, Kelly. Tanisha.
Well, you're depressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one, you're depressed. You need medicine.
Yeah. Going through, you know, some things. And when you get in those positions, like I recently went through a really bad bout of depression, tried therapy, and decided this is making it worse. So therapy's not always the solution, right?
Mm-hmm. What helped you, Kelly?
So the thing for me was I had a few people in my life that, you know, some people are just like, you've got so much to be thankful for. You have no reason to be depressed, which only makes you feel worse because that's really mm-hmm. true. You know, I don't have any right to be depressed. There are people who are, you know, battling
homeless or,
you know,
but being,
serious,
but
grave
being depressed
illnesses.
Is different than being sad about a circumstance.
You can't control being depressed.
Right.
Sometimes.
Well, you can. It, you know, you can take steps to get out of it.
Yeah.
You can. You know, like for me, I made the choice, and it's not this simple for everybody. That I'm just not going to give into it. And it took about 3 or 4 days to get out of it. But I just made the choice. I'm not going to give into it today. And if I found myself going there, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'll do something else. I would change my state. Kid used to do this weird thing where he'd clap his hands and jump up and down 3 or 4 times just because it changed the state he was in. And it
exactly.
really worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that even if you're depressed, if you just make yourself smile, for some reason it does some weird
yeah.
trick in your brain and it makes you feel better. So it's a lot of mental games you have to play with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are blessed. Maybe it does help you to keep a blessings journal or something like that. Count your blessings. And maybe for you, it would be helpful to go to talk to somebody. Like in my case, I went to talk to somebody and I realized I didn't want to hear myself complaining about this crap anymore.
Right, right.
You know, so I just quit going.
And I'm the opposite. And I'll just, because I'm in the same situation and I hit a point that I was feeling this way. And then you hate it because people are like, oh, you have this great job and people love you. And it's like, none of that really matters when you're really hurting
yeah.
inside. And it's like, you know, I think you just need to throw everything up against the wall. Like not, like Kelly's solution might not work for me. You know, whether it's trying new stuff, going to therapy, reading books, getting some medicine. Not everything's going to work, but you'll find a solution that does. And talking for me actually did help a little bit because they teach you a different way to process those negative thoughts that
mm-hmm.
I'm such an overthinker that like I would just lay in bed all night thinking and
mm-hmm.
being sad. So, you know, you need to go talk to someone and don't worry about faking it in front of other people all the time.
And if it doesn't work for you, try something else.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 26-year-old guy, and I've had a girlfriend for 7 months now, and I cannot honestly say that I love her. Juan Pablo over here.
How many months?
7.
Well, why do you have to be in love after 7 months?
I couldn't honestly say that I know what love is. I enjoy being around her. I miss her when she's not around. But I also enjoy my own time. I don't want to fall asleep with her every single night and wake up next to her every morning. There's never been a female in my life I wanted that with. I guess in my mind, if I don't want forever with someone, I must not truly love them. Or do I have the wrong idea in my head of what love really is? Can you help me clear my feelings up, Kelly? Javier, shut up.
You how to feel.
You're just
tell
a dude.
You how to feel. You're just, this is, you know, you're, if it works for you and this, why screw it up? You're the being the girl in this relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing good, dude. You don't have to be in love. You could just love being with somebody like you love being with this girl. You hate missing. That's cool.
And you know what? There's a lot of people who feel that way. They can really love someone but don't want to be around them all the time. So if you, you know, hook up with someone who travels a lot for their job.
Perfect.
And they're gone a lot. But when y'all are together, it's great. But when they're gone, whew, you know, now I have my breathing space.
It's cool.
That works for a lot of couples. Wouldn't work for other couples. They need to be together a lot. You just, you need to find your perfect match. If she's not complaining, if she's digging the vibe and everything's going smoothly, just write it out. Why do you have to force something that's not there? Just enjoy it for what it is.
Because that eventually comes with somebody, you know? You might not go head over heels all the time.
You may not ever fall in love. Maybe you just...
I mean, that could be love for you. This, you know, you never know.
But why? Because you're not feeling what somebody else says you're supposed to be feeling.
Yeah.
Don't stress about it. Just feel what you feel.
Like how you feel.
Go. You're 26.
If you don't enjoy her company anymore...
Go with it.
Break up with her. But if you're enjoying it, and if she's willing to leave when you don't want her around and comes back when you want her... That's great.
Yeah, you're missing her when she's not there. That's a good
sign.
Good. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, be you.
Quit creating problems.
Right,
this is my overall blanket statement to everyone. Quit making problems where there are none.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yes.
My best friend of 9 years asked me to be her maid of honor at her wedding. And I accepted.
Nice.
Not really realizing how expensive it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I thought I was doing her a favor by planning things and she would cover the cost because it's her wedding, not mine. So you hear that? I thought I was doing her a favor by planning things and she would cover the cost because it's her wedding, not mine. So she's kind of being the planner.
Wedding showers, bachelorette parties.
But apparently that's not how it works. I honestly cannot afford to do this. I do not know how to go back without feeling ashamed and humiliated and tell her that I can't fund these things. These were just my ideas, all right? I'd almost rather give up my apartment, move back in with my parents, and take a third job than tell her how broke I really am. Am I being dumb with this?
Yes. This is where people get themselves into trouble, is by trying to keep up appearances. Yeah. Teresa Giudice, Real Housewives of New Jersey, getting ready to go to prison because you got to pretend to everybody how much money you have because you're worried about how you look.
Mm.
You're not on that level of lying about your circumstances. But go to her. If she's truly your friend, your best friend, say, look, I'm over my head and I can't afford, you know, to do some of these things. If this means that you need to ask somebody else to be your, and of course
co-maid,
she's not going to say that,
but
if you need someone else to be your maid of honor who can handle these financial responsibilities, this is just being a mature adult. This isn't even your wedding. I mean, it's one thing to chip in for a bachelorette party, right, JC?
And you
shouldn't bear the brunt of it on your own. If you're being forced to pay for everything by yourself, then your friend is taking advantage of you, and that's not a very good friend in the first place. But just go to her and explain to her, friend to friend, I really can't afford to do all these things. When I suggested this big lavish party, I didn't realize that I didn't know how these things work. I didn't realize that the cost was going to come back to me and I can't afford it. Just be a mature adult. Don't go into debt and move back in with your parents to keep your friend happy. That's ridiculous.
Right.
They're going to be divorced less than 5 years from now anyway.
All right.
Amen.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm coming to you for advice because you seem to be a very strong-willed woman who isn't afraid to speak her mind on things she's passionate about.
Dang right.
I'm the complete opposite when it comes to my relationship. I cannot oppose anything my boyfriend says, regardless of how stupid it is. If he wants steak, I go with it, even though I'm vegan. Somehow I ended up being designated driver on my girls' night out for my birthday party because he drank way more than I ever could.
Oh, wow.
If I try and argue with him, he just turns it around on me. It becomes some big ordeal, not even worth fighting over. So I've just started to say, why bother? I'm sure my submission has caused him to lose tons of respect for me, so I need to find a way to try and get that back. How do I go about doing that, Kelly?
Oh,
Cheryl.
God, I don't know, Cheryl. You know, seriously, you've gotten yourself in this position.
Mm-hmm. You've lost yourself.
This sounds like, this doesn't even sound like a good relationship.
No, leave that.
Where's the part about how great he is? Where's the part about how you love him? There's no mention of that.
Oh,
right.
Kelly, you know what? Because there's someone there.
There's someone there. This is a situation where a girl is just better to be with someone than to be a loser single person. No, being a single person sometimes is the power position. I look around some of my friends, I'm like, I wouldn't put up with that crap. You know what? I don't have to. Yeah. Now, again, there are some nights when I'm kind of lonely and would like to have somebody to go to dinner with.
Yeah. Call me.
That's the price I pay. Mm. But I wouldn't be in a relationship that makes me feel less than wonderful, somebody that devalues me and doesn't respect me.
No, get out of that.
It's better being alone. Get a spine. If you do love him, start sticking up for yourself in this relationship. See if he cuts bait.
No.
If he sticks around, maybe it'll kind of turn him on.
Let him drop that zero and get you a hero.
Or, you know, try standing up for yourself and start putting your foot down. See if that works. If it doesn't, find somebody else. This relationship sounds miserable.
Yeah.
Why people who date, they fight all the time. It's negative energy. Every time they walk in the room, it's like, oh, he brought her.
Here comes a couple that fights every time.
She brought him again. Why'd she bring him? And it's like,
why waste your time?
Nobody wants to be around you.
You're that couple.
Yeah,
you're that couple.
Don't I don't even want to read your letter anymore. You're that couple.
Boom! Yeah. Get out, girl. Get out.
Not meant to be. Really? If you want to write a love letter to R. Kelly Raspberry, go to KidNation.com. There's a nice little love letters to Kelly tab. Write it. We read it. She solves it.
Boom. Bam.
Coming up next, guys, what's the most girly thing you secretly do? Oh. And if, guys, you don't feel like calling yourselves out, fine. Women, call in with the girly thing your man does. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we could be paying your bills in 20 minutes, too.
It's still morning, so we have plenty more show on the way. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.